RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from New York.
Hey.
No. Connecticut. No.
Where? No.
Well, you're not in Portland. Where are you?
Yeah. I got back to Portland just 2 nights ago.
With y'all, Sparsa. I was watching content from you last night.
Well, you got to space them out, D-Lo. We got to space them out.
All right. Well, I feel like you haven't been in Portland in like a week and a half. Did you go straight from Connecticut to the Open?
Yeah, just went, took a very expensive Uber down to Astoria, stayed at a, no free shout outs, a Fairfield Inn. And just, which was also like, you know, it's crazy when you're staying in like a, we'll just say a budget, like somewhat of a budget hotel. And it's like still $400 a night.
Y'all are rich for taking these Ubers. I'll go get me a car.
Okay, let me
$250 Uber ride, man, just give me, go to Avis, get $130 for the day.
Here's how it goes.
This is a perfect time to say Hertz and make an OJ reference. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. It's all about what you can expense, Kenny. Well, that's a good
point.
The question.
That's a good point.
If you can expense Ubers, you do it. If you can expense the car rental, that makes your life a lot easier. You don't have to deal with, you know, all of that. But yeah. I was there for an extra whatever, so-and-so, 3-4 more days. So I couldn't just have a rental car and then be like, yeah, we're cool to just allow you to keep the rental car until you bring it back to JFK. No chance.
That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. You're 100% correct. And given the choice between the two, if that's the way I'm doing it, yeah, I need somebody to drive me around. I don't need to drive.
Yep.
Driving Mr. Caraway coming to a peacock near you. Speaking of NBC, that's what TK was doing out there. She was hosting all sorts of shows with Matthew Berry, yeah, and she was all over the place talking football.
She ain't got the chain on.
We were just talking about the conversation turned into Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy, and which one of them, so I'll ask you, which one of those two do you think has more pressure on them entering the season?
Y'all are wild.
See, but hold on. Before you answer, this is what I said. I think there's a difference between local and national. I don't think national likes Brock Purdy. So I think they're waiting to say that he was a failure. So that there's nationally, there's more pressure on Brock Purdy. They cannot wait to say Brock Purdy is overrated.
Is that true?
I don't think there's a world where nationally people are going to besmirch the Kyle Shanahan name. I even brought up on the Fantasy Football Happy Hour show, hey, do you know that there are people in Sacramento and in San Francisco who say Kyle Shanahan has like a little mini hot seat? Do you know that? Are you aware of that? And they said, no, that is not true. And I go, it is true. I'm telling you, the streets are talking, okay? The streets are talking. Here we go again. More of this. Nothing. No games.
No, because you know, I'm just saying what some of the people in the streets are saying. I don't agree with the streets. Streets do a lot of illegal activities. I don't agree with them. I just report on them.
I know. I'm just saying the streets are talking, and I think it's wild. It's a good thing that the streets aren't running San Francisco 49ers organization.
So, to be clear, I don't think anyone on this show believes Kyle Shanahan is on anything that resembles a hot seat.
Yes, but I'm not confusing y'all.
You have a It's not a loaded roster, but it's not a bad roster. It's definitely an aging roster, if nothing else. And you wind up in this scenario missing the playoffs for the second straight year. You don't think there's going to be a conversation about Kyle Shanahan?
If you have no Brandon Ayuk for 8 weeks, we'll call it, which I think is pretty conservative. Could be more. Could be less. He says six, but I don't think it's going to be six.
We really wish he hadn't said that. People really just throwing that six around. I really wish he hadn't said that.
It's not going to be six. Okay. It's not going to be six. Probably going to be 8 or 10. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So you don't have your wide receiver one in the lineup healthy until midway through the season. You've got a guy in Juwan Jennings who came out of absolutely nowhere just because the targets needed to go to somebody, and he delivered. He had very crucial catches, but we got to see with teams having tape on Juwan Jennings how things are going to be. You've got Ricky Pearsall, who has a lot to prove, did pretty great at the end of the season, but we need to see a full season of him putting it together. You have Christian McCaffrey, who was injured for most of last year, who we're not sure as he's aging if he's going to be able to come and be the sort of CMC that we know him to be, which is a workhorse back. You get rid of Jordan Mason. There's too many Jordans in this backfield, by the way. Now you got Jordan James, former Duck, by the way.
We're going to get back to your Ducks and your mascot bugging out over the weekend.
Listen, that head coming off, decapitation in the menopause, it's tough. So you've got that going on. So you don't know. You've got question marks around the wide receiver. You got question mark around your marquee running back. And then all the pressure's on Brock Purdy to be able to just spread the sugar around to a bunch of guys that I don't know necessarily if you can rely on. And then George Kittle, who's also getting older. And I think George Kittle is going to get a ton of targets. But, like, that's not a loaded roster. And then you got guys on the offensive line who are getting older. If you can't protect Brock Purdy, you're basically dead. And the defense
is still there. Like, Fred Warner is still there. No, and that's what I said. Maybe it's an aging roster. Like, maybe it's an aging roster. I don't think
they absolutely anticipate this conversation, so I didn't get deep into the Trent Williams weeds, okay, on PFF. I didn't do my PFF.
But there's no Trent Williams weeds to get into.
Well, I'm just saying that his blocking has started to decline, okay? His protection on the blind side.
Pro football focus. And he's had some.
Yeah, exactly. And he's starting to get. His durability concerns are valid, okay? And if Trent Williams, by the way, I think if Trent Williams is not healthy, this team is just nowhere.
That's perfectly fair.
Trista, you know how I feel about Kyle Shanahan. That's my guy, young Shanny. That's my mans. It's a playoff team. Yeah. You got to make the playoffs with this team. And I'm not saying he should be on the hot seat. I'm just saying I know how the game goes. And if you don't
be on the hot seat, they don't make the playoffs.
I don't think he is either, but you got to make the playoffs with this team, especially now you got an extra playoff team.
Question.
Like, you can be 9-8 and get into the playoffs. Like, you can't be under 500 not making the playoffs.
Is the hot seat from Jed York or is the hot seat from the media?
From the media, local media.
No, the media. They.
Oh, the local media. Who?
They be on Kyle's head, man. Pause. Like, they they blame Kyle. Tristan, did you know that there was a thought when Trey Lance got injured that Kyle didn't like Trey Lance and ran him? Yeah, ran him so he could get hurt. That's what people were reporting out here.
These are people. Listen, this is why our Dubs became our Dubs, because this is just loony bin land. The way that people cover Bay Area teams is like Looney Tunes. Okay, you guys, not y'all, but like those who are doing this is just, we invited Michael Parsons, okay? Like people being on the hot seat. Okay?
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since what was it, Thursday or Wednesday or whatever day it was.
As a former Dallas Cowboy fan, Damian, I'm disgusted.
No.
I'm sickened by you.
Wow. I love Micah Parsons. Also, the only thing I love more is a news story. And boy, did that inject some life into sports media that I think we all desperately needed.
No pun intended after some of these reports from yesterday.
Well, and we'll get to that conversation as well. How are you holding up as a Cowboy fan?
I hate it. I mean, it's tough. I've known behind the scenes that this organization does not really F with Micah for years. And I couldn't believe it. Like they call him a diva.
Some of that stuff is starting to come out today, by the way.
Yep. Stuff that I've known for literally 2.5 years. It's like his work ethic is suspect. He's not a first to arrive, last to leave guy. He's a last to arrive, first to leave guy. He's a difficult in terms of a personality. He wants a red carpet rolled out for him. Some inside the building thinks he's not a dynamic playmaker and that he's sort of just one direction, one speed. Rush the quarterback. Doesn't have the ability to go side to side like Ariana. And that's an Ariana Grande song reference. Anyway, I'm in a tremendous mood. So I think this has been something I was worried about for 2 years. And then you get into the contract dispute. And then Jerry Jones is doing his, let's try to make a deal behind the behind the curtain with nobody around and let's just go lowball on you. And so Micah knows what he's worth. Micah said he wanted to be a Cowboy for life. And then he goes to the team that probably ripped Cowboy fans' hearts out most recently from any sort of contention in that NFC title game in Dak's rookie year. So there's no love lost between the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. So it was just a wild move to make altogether.
I'll say this, Trista. I understand the move. I get it. And as somebody on the outside looking in that had to go up against this guy, I think they played him about 3 or 4 times. And this could be unfair. This is what happens in sports and media and all this other stuff.
Are you Micah hating?
I was never concerned about Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons never wrecked anything that the Niners were trying to do. And you talk about that Packers game, he didn't wreck anything the Packers were trying to do either. Like, he is unbelievably talented. Unbelievably talented. When them lights are on, Micah ain't no game changer. Yeah. He's not at least this is what he's shown in, 4 or 5 years in the league. When the lights are on, he's not a game changer. Like, he's just not. I've never, in a big game, season on the line, first place, playoffs, Micah, he just took over this game like crazy. You forget he's
and
there.
The amount of money that Micah will require and is requiring is a lot. And there's a lot of holes on this defense. And I get that, stopping the run has been a massive hole for the Cowboys for many years now. I think we were pretty much either dead last or almost dead last for the last couple of years at stopping the run. So you go ahead and get an interior defensive lineman. And I guess the two first round picks help a lot, right? You can get really high caliber players at that type of assets, but where is Green Bay going to be drafting? That's important to think about. I mean, I think it's just a vibe. More than anything, it's a vibes killer, right? It's a vibes killer.
Yeah.
You seem just very delighted by it, Damian.
No,
you are smirking. Stop smirking.
I'm just here for the story. Did you watch your boy on Netflix?
Who?
Jerry.
Jerry? I haven't seen it yet. No, I haven't seen it yet.
Eight parts on Jerry and the 90s Cowboys and turned Kenny into a big Jerry Jones fan.
Look, the They painted him in a certain light. They didn't tell all the stories. He's a star, Tristan. He's a star.
I love Jerry Jones.
Oh, God. I wish y'all would just tell the full story. I wish y'all would just tell the full story.
There you go. Doc Trista right there. You said...
It's Kenny being Doc.
No, I got you.
Kenny. That was hilarious. What'd he say? Say it again, Tristan.
I wish y'all would just tell the whole story. Just tell the whole story.
Okay. Kenny's thing, he's like a producer.
We need that on the board. We really need that on the board.
Kenny's, like, his thing is to call for the instant replay right after you do it. Like, he wants to work in the replay immediately.
That was a good one.
Well, speaking of Doc, so Giannis is staying, right? Like, Giannis is staying in Milwaukee now that the contract that needed to be signed was signed.
The Nassus has been
a buck since 2019. That is absolutely insane.
Did he get a 2-year deal?
No, I think he just got a
just
one.
A 1-year.
And to be fair, he wasn't on the roster last year because he was hurt.
Yeah,
but no, he signed a 1-year deal this year.
I mean, what are we doing here? Okay, like it's when Sean says that the Giannis camp is rolling out a trade request slowly but surely and breadcrumbing you into oblivion. Then that's what I imagine is happening. This team is going nowhere and doing nothing, and they've got Doc. They've got no pieces. They've got Kevin Porter Jr. on the roster as like their main. He's a bucket. He's a bucket. He's a bucket. And Gary Trent Jr., a lot of three-name men, you know? A lot of junior three names going on the jersey. And I don't think it's anybody that you can feel excited about if you're Giannis, including Miles Turner, who is not that great of a rebounder, is a decent but declining rim protector. And you talk about when the lights get bright. Our guy, Miles Turner, shrinks like a man inside of a cold pool.
Jeez.
Well, that felt personal.
Goodness gracious.
Listen, your pool was warm enough, okay? Your pool was warm enough.
Goodness gracious.
What would really be funny is if Giannis asked out today.
Today.
Like, right
after. Well,
they did that on their own.
To have a contract.
Yeah.
They did that on their own. Here's the thing I will say about Giannis leaving. Where are you going to go right now? Like, where New York is no longer feasible. I don't think Golden State is. I mean, they could do the cat deal. They could do, they could include
cat deal.
But I don't think that would happen right now. I think that would be a failed next year by New York. And then you move on from cat and go get Giannis because you didn't get it done with your new coach and with the group that they had. But that wasn't a shot. I just said
didn't get it done with Mike Brown.
I know. But so if Giannis gets there, Mike Brown is then on another 4-year deal, unemployed, getting paid for just doing nothing.
You got. I don't think Golden State can happen right now. I don't know if San Antonio, because they're not. Milwaukee don't want nothing Golden State has, honestly. Like, that, you shouldn't have signed Jimmy Butler if you wanted to be part of the sweepstakes. I don't think San Antonio's ready to make that move just yet. Phoenix had the one ship with KD, and now that's gone. Where do you think Giannis, like, realistically, financially, trade asset-wise, I don't know if there's so many places for him to go.
Send them the Portland Trailblazers.
Stay in Milwaukee.
We have all their picks. We have we have 2 first round picks. They can get them back.
No, I said I'll stay in Milwaukee.
You'll stay in Milwaukee over that? Yeah, I think the Dame Giannis thing just did not work. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Houston. There's a lot of assets in Houston. They have a lot of picks. There's players that you can package together and young players that you could add where Milwaukee would be able to reload pretty fast. That's what you really need, is the ability to have picks and players that you feel good about. Maybe that's Detroit. I don't think Giannis would love to play in Detroit, but maybe Greektown. Like, Detroit's a big Greek city. And I think he likes maybe small markets. LA wouldn't work. I don't think LA would work. Yeah, I would do those ones. If I was a team looking to get into the honest sweepstakes, it would be those.
But my whole point is that's like a 9 months from now. Like right now, Giannis is, yeah, I'll commit to
me. Could be the deadline. Could be February.
Oh, that's true too. That's true.
You said a few minutes ago you didn't prepare for this conversation by digging into the Trent Williams PFF grades. What do you prepare for when you're coming on to talk to us?
Nothing.
Okay, I was going to say, normally I don't even know what, it's just like vibes nothing. That kind of take us away.
No, nothing, but like if I need to get into the NFL bag, and baby, we are getting deep into the NFL bag right now. I did 3 game breakdowns today for NBC. We did Saints, Cardinals, yuck. But also Spencer Rattler over 20 and a half rushing yards. We did Giants, really? Commanders, Commies, Malik Neighbors over 6.5.
That's a terrible nickname.
Go back to
we
the
did. I love the Commies as a nickname. People are getting behind it too. And there's also like a little piece of resistance going on because being in the DC.
Can I add, like, I kind of like this Giants team a little bit. And I'm just waiting for Jackson Dart to be the quarterback. Jackson Dart to be the quarterback.
That defense might be something. That's what has my attention. That defense might be something for the Giants.
They have a good defense. And that's why they're only, 6-point underdogs to the 5-point underdogs to the Washington Commanders. And we also did Bucks Falcons. So, I mean, I am getting into the weeds right now. And if we would have been having Trent Williams, if I would have known that I needed to back up that Trent Williams was declining, then I would have done that.
There would have been no preview for Cardinals Saints. I'd be like, you guys, just we'll watch it all together. There's nothing.
You know what?
To
don't. Yeah, it's good. It's fine. Don't pay me for this hit. I'm not doing that.
Don't pay.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Not trying to be funny or rub salt in the. Could the Cowboys be the worst team in the NFC East?
Shut up, bro. No, the Giants are worse than us.
Okay. Giants are going to be more fun than you, though.
Yes, that's true. There's nothing fun about Jaden Blue and George Pickens. I've said this once. I've said this a million times. If Mike Tomlin gives up on you, I don't want you. Because he puts up with a lot. Big personalities. If you perform, George Pickens, everybody's like, oh, George Pickens in a number 2 role. That's good for him. And it's like, no, don't you guys remember George Pickens being like, I need more effing targets?
It's a wild boy.
Give me the ball. You think he's going to feel good when CeeDee Lamb's getting 12 targets a game and he's getting 6? Absolutely not.
Well, the good news for him is they're not going to run the football. So they'll just let Dak accumulate all these yards and no wins.
Well, and then you figure if you know that a team can't run the ball, then you just double cover George Pickens. And then you say, give the ball to Javonte Williams. We'll let you rock out with him and his dusty bones.
Oh, jeez. Goodness. With that being said, they won't be worse than the Giants then, though.
They will not. The Giants, they got Tyrone Tracy rocking out there. They don't have a good offensive line. They got Evan Neal, one of the worst first-round picks for an offensive lineman maybe in Giants history.
But they got vibes.
But they got the vibes are higher in New York with Dangerous and Sierra.
Jesus. What 2 teams are getting the last playoff spots in the WNBA?
I think that's the Fever, and I think that is. Hold on, I gotta look at the standings. I think we hold serve.
The Vols are making it.
Vals are making it.
I think they're making it.
If you look at the Vols,
can I point this out? That's it. They have 2 versus Minnesota. I think they have New York tonight, and they have a game.
They
with
have New York tonight.
Do they have a game versus Seattle? Or did
yes,
I? Okay, and Seattle is one of the 3 teams.
Yes, here's the problem, though, that if you look at the Sparks play the Dream in a back-to-back scenario. Oh, no, they play the Dream twice in 3 days in Atlanta. They play the Mercury, and they play the Aces. The only team that they can play that has any chance them of beating is the Dallas Wings. So I think it's just, even if everybody loses the same amount of games, then we hold serve.
There could be a lot of losses for those final three teams in the last
sheesh, right?
Like 9 days of the season or whatever it is.
They could go 20 and 24.
Good job to the Valkyries, though.
Yeah.
Good job to them.
They have no business being this good.
Yeah. And to be
They're
honest
so
with you.
They're so defensively nasty, too.
To be completely honest, you guys know I watch the W. I got love for the W. I can't tell you who's on the Valkyries. I can't. They don't have no star power, but they went out here winning games.
Veronica Burton could be most improved, and the only thing that's interesting about that is that the Dallas Wings let her go for nothing. Mm.
They cut all their young players. I think they got an average age of like 30. That's a slight over-exaggeration, but like this is not a young basketball team.
I take that back. No. Don't they have my girl who used to be on the Aces? The guard.
Kate Martin?
Yeah.
Wing, but yeah.
Yeah, I know her.
You know who Tiffany From Hayes Caitlin is. Clark.
Tiffany Hayes used to be on the Aces too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's it. I'd say that saying I've watched the Valkyries play about five times, and I'm just looking at a collection of players. There's nobody I commit to memory or anything like that.
In a seatbelt, they really do. They are putting the straps on. That's when they were doubling and tripling and quadrupling Paige, and she's falling on the ground, and they're not calling it. That's when they put, before Caitlin Clark got injured, they put her in the seatbelt as well, put her in solitary confinement. That's what they do to teams.
And they shoot that three ball, too.
And they shoot that three ball.
I like that. I like that, man. So for them to be three games over 500 right now, even if they were to make it or not make it, that's good stuff, man. Good job for the Valkyries. Still.
Oh, can I plug something before I forget? Is that a yes?
No, I was just debating on. Yep, there it is. Yeah,
pause.
That's a foul. But yes,
when you show no remorse, I had to throw the flag.
And I think the silence added to it just made it that much better. Yeah, like what are we doing? What's going on?
I just became a co-host with Juju for his podcast called The Alley Oop. It'll be coming out every Tuesday, so you can now find me on three podcasts. One, my own, The Heat Check, Metal Arts podcast called The Alley Oop on the Dan Le Batard Hoops YouTube page. And then, of course, Let Her Shoot on our YouTube on the Daily W Sports. So
come on now.
You can't get in, like, just basketball conversations all around.
Come on now.
I just shot it right. Literally, I did it right before. That's what I was thinking about. So right before I came
shout out TK. TK, I got to ask real quick. I mean, so what? You just don't care about betting on college football no more? That's how we first bonded. Like, that's how you just don't care about that no more, huh?
I like it. Guess what? Portland or Oregon as a whole, they won't let us bet. They got me locked up. They won't let me bet no more.
Yeah, we can't do it here either. It's all for fun.
Anybody have an offshore guy they can
I'm done
link
with those.
Me with?
I'm done with those, bro.
I'm talking about a break your knees type of bookie that I can.
One of the
Markieff
Morris guys that handle it old school.
Looking for a way that I can get
don't know why they had to call the police.
That was tremendous.
That was
when I heard amazing. The news that I thought he was writing bad checks for like Rolex at the duty free inside the Cosmo. That's where my mind went. I'm good for it. Oh, here we go.
That's extremely believable. Oh, we lost lights. No, hang on.
Nope.
We're getting situated. There's so much colorful stuff behind you, too.
Just went dead.
And now we got Let There Be. Nope, not yet. No, it's fine. We're getting light.
We're getting there.
It's all good. there she is. We're back at it.
There we go.
We're back at it.
What light went out?
I have a ring light on the laptop.
A ring light on the laptop. Is it solar power?
I think it was charged. She just plugged it in.
Yeah, it just went dead. Yeah, I just plugged it in.
I mean, that's fancy. I don't know.
Your next thought? What is the next thing? Because you never stay home for more than 48 to 72 hours. So, like, what's next?
Maybe Miami, Dan Le Batard show. Mm-hmm. Might be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I do. It'll be like, here we go. This is some BS here. Here we go. Jeez, it's one of those days, you know?
You're killing it.
So it's killing. We're killing it. And just D-Lo is delighted by my misfortune today. Nobody's happier for me struggling than Damien.
That's not true. That's not true. But like, though I did find the video.
Oh, did you see the thirst trap video? The video for workout.
No, I didn't see the thirst trap video. I was talking about the video of everyone walking in front of you.
Oh, I was so pissed.
That was funny.
I'm like blinking. And they didn't. The thing that people are not understanding is that we are against a wall away from everyone, as far away from everyone and foot traffic as you could be. And then it's a roped off area, and people are just going underneath the rope and walking through the shot. It felt freaking intentional. And I'm like, what are we? Literally, you could just go right. Why are you walking underneath here? What are you doing? Also, shout out to D'Lo because he's got me on my BS now. And we are back like Cook Crack or the seats of a Cadillac on the Peloton. I got some. I literally snatched up the shoes that Damien wears for the Peloton.
That's rich.
Ordered them from Amazon. Very reasonable, like $40. And yeah, really reasonable. And they come with Peloton clips and the like gym clips. So they come with both. But I left the gym clips at Damien's house. So
you guys don't go with the regular Peloton shoes?
No. Oh. Yeah. They're not very comfortable. These ones like have like.
These are like Flyknit almost. Yeah,
Jinx Flyknit. They're great. And so now I'm posting to the story a little engagement farming, just a little Peloton photo from the seat.
There you go. That's what I've seen the last two times. When you talk about thirst trapped and all that, I was like, okay, TK on her. She in the back right now. Okay.
Just trying to trim down a little bit. Just trying to get shredded like Damien. So I'm on the orange. Oh, here's a funny story, Damien. I got to ask you about this.
Okay.
So I had some clothes in the gym bag. So I showered at the office. Have you ever had the orange BCAA get on your shirt?
That's tough.
It's been one of those days.
It's better. I'll tell you this, though. It's better than that red one. That red one will destroy everything in sight.
It looks like it's white, though. Like the powder's white and it turns red upon water.
Turns red upon water.
Yeah, it's rough. So I got the BCAAs. We got a little, we're doing the little grab and go, which, by the way,
TK on my full. Those are
straight swagger jacking everything.
Those are hefty.
These could use a little, they are like, it's really thick. So, I mean, when you're not even talking about liquid, it's almost fully cement. Like it's like liquid cement.
Yeah.
Down your gullet, Paul.
Told you those RTDs could be tough.
They are rough. I got my mom on them too, and she's like, I kind of had to thin them out with like a little milk or something.
Yeah.
But 32 grams of protein in this little
plant-based protein too. So that's good.
Plant-based, which is important to note. Good on the stomach.
Great stuff, TK. Thanks for fitting us into your incredible podcast schedule that you got jumping off.
He literally got so thrown off. He just got almost, I don't even know what that was. Speech impediment.
Yeah. Yep.
Happens.
This was one for the books.
It was a good one. For the books. It was a good one. I love y'all in the chatty house. Find me on the Alley-Oop though and really pull up and support. I really appreciate y'all.
Support the thirst traps too. Our girl over there working hard.
Yeah, we're trying to just get it to the point where we can collect some income on the subscriber content. So give it away for free for about a month, and then we'll put it behind the paywall. You know what
does that have to do with your feet? Ain't that how people be getting paid?
No, you can put anything behind a paywall.
Well, I'm saying you ain't got to go on the Peloton to show your feet.
I don't need to show. What? That's I never said anything about showing
OF,
my feet.
That's a subscriber OF joke there. No sell.
Got it. No sell. I now know what you're into.
No. I actually hate
feet. I know where Kenny's money is going.
I actually hate feet. Like, there are no, I don't like feet at all. They're kind of gross.
Learning too much right now. Just
this is really TMI. Like, so much.
We'll go. We love you. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Say y'all.
All right. Trista Crick right there. We'll come back. I don't know what to say, but
now hold on for the show title. Did you say you don't need a Peloton to show your feet or sell your feet for today's show title?
Say sell.
Okay.
It's great. ESPN 1320, baby.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The state of the...
It's bad.
The state of Kimberly Snack Shack has hit an all-time low.
There's legit a can of peas there.
Like,
come on.
A can of peas.
This Kimberly Snack Shack has turned into a full-on crack house.
Why are we...
This is awful.
Why are we buying peas and 10 pounds of iced tea? Who drinks all that... Who needs all that iced tea?
Who decided this stuff?
Bro, what happened to the Doritos? Just get some
and Doritos. The game was lost when they started putting seaweed back there.
There's what is clearly a community bag of non-crisps. Those are the only things that...
Oh, my goodness.
The whole rack is just dead, with the exception of a community bag of non-crisp, which is open, and what appeared to be... dried out peas in a jar.
Just for the people, this is it. This is the snack.
That is
shack.
Incredible.
Come on, man.
Tweet that picture. That what a disaster.
Dude, no, don't tweet that. Send it to Jen. Send it to HR.
Make an HR.
Yeah, send that to HR.
So they took. Remember, they took the vending machine.
Yeah.
They're like, no, guys. Here's what we're gonna do.
We're gonna hook you
guys
up.
We're gonna make
up.
Food available for you. And the food is the 10 pounds of iced tea that Jesse just referenced in dried peas.
And hell, to be fair to that argument, that's not even there anymore. I didn't even take a picture of the refrigerator.
That's just empty right now.
Just empty.
We don't get Sprite anymore. We get, what is it called, bubbly? It looks like Sprite. Every time you walk past the fridge, it's like, oh, there's Sprite. Nope, it's bubbly.
Do you know what bubbly is?
Sparkling water, right?
Yeah,
it's trash. That's what it is. It's like they're trying to force like this sparkling water healthy stuff on me. It's like, nah, give me some M&Ms. Like, we got Gatorade Zero now. Not even Gatorade.
Hold on,
they started putting fruit in the fridge and it's just for display till we're ready to throw it away because it's rotted. Nobody eats it. Oh wow, there's
awful.
Eight brown bananas again. Wow, that pear is rotting.
Isn't that when you're supposed to make banana bread?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's their point.
There is nothing nastier than a banana that's turning brown. It's like
they're not making banana bread, I'll tell you that much.
I blame the people who were in charge before because this was their idea. Hey guys, here's what we're gonna do for you. And now the vending machine is gone, so if you want something, you can't get it. You don't have the option.
I mean,
that's
only a phone call. Hey, Jefferson Vending Services, can we put in an order to have one back here?
Jamie Ham hasn't even restocked the Fortress of Snacktitude yet. I'm just looking at fruit snacks that haven't even been opened.
Well, look, stay away from that one. It's, the expiration date on there.
Oh, hey. I almost died by eating some Muffin Bites last week.
Oh, no.
I almost died. I opened it up. Hey, this doesn't look right.
Oh, no.
This doesn't look right.
Why do you think I started to check the expiration date?
Yeah, I turned it around. July 2025.
Can you imagine? These brothers are nearing.
I didn't have one, by the way.
These brothers are nearing death just for a snack.
Oh, man. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
It's like
crazy
the muffin bite we're shedding or something.
Hey, this is a funny idea. We should just get a head of lettuce and put it in the refrigerator. Just set it there. Let's go, everybody. We're tailgating today.
Oh, in case you're out here looking for the scraps,
that's it,
expired
man.
Snacks right now.
Like you said, Jameson gave up on us. Yeah. James like, I'm done with this.
Oh, James is like, oh, now you wish I'd. Oh yeah. Y'all were about Kim's Snack Shack. Now all of a sudden,
it's gotten to a point where I'm excited to go refill my water bottle.
This is rough, man.
Gotta tell you, other thing, no one has cleaned out that refrigerator in months.
Oh,
and there has been something in the back of that refrigerator that says free cake for like 6 weeks.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, usually if there's a free cake, you're going to go wrong.
Oh, man.
It's just back there. And it just says free cake. And it has been sitting back there for weeks upon weeks upon weeks.
That reminds me, too. Like, the table in the fridge is not a place for you to just drop the stuff you don't want. Hey, guys, there's 5 oranges that I didn't want to keep at my house. Go ahead and take them now.
Is everybody's job like this?
Probably, to be honest with you.
Do they have free cake at your work?
Well, everybody has free cake. Everybody has that break room that they walk into, and there's just pastries and sugar and just, like, stuff everywhere.
Do they buy absurd amounts of sweet tea at your job?
Do they have...
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Bro, it was...
Jesse's not exact. There were, like, 24... bottles.
It was 24 different bottles, like 4 different brands, by the way.
Yeah, and shout out to them, because I don't even think they took the they just did one of those here, damn. Just didn't even take it out the box. I didn't, just here. There. We heard D'Lo and KC here. Just
at this point, I don't even know what me and Kenny do.
I got my snacks. I'm bringing my snacks.
I brought a PB&J today.
Kenny and I literally had to shorten our work schedules each day because they wouldn't refill the Snack Shack. We were like, look, we're going to do this KSFM thing. We've got to do it differently.
There is a room with snacks in it, too, I think. And we keep that like stocked up when we have concerts and stuff. We might just have to find the keys. Joe, if you're listening.
I don't think that door is locked.
No?
You talking about the... what is it? It's the...
Yeah,
the lactation room.
Yeah,
it's the mother's room.
Little feeding room.
I ain't been a mom here in 2 years.
Little feeding room.
But I think that door might be open.
Heard they got Sprite in there.
I don't know.
We got the real sodas in there.
Last time I peeked my head in there, there wasn't nothing in there unless they hit them.
Bro, back in the heyday, we used to have Fanta, Coke, Sprite.
We had bottles of champagne.
We had so much. People were just taking sodas and throw them in the fridge, but it was fine because, you know, we had other stuff. Now it's a war.
We're at war with each other. What happened to Odyssey Sacramento? Well, Kimberly Snack Shack went to hell.
Getting starved out here, man.
I was positive. People are eating stuff they don't even like at this point. Like, I want a snack, sure.
I want to
Let me get this fruit roll right here.
I want to see somebody eat those dried peas so bad.
That is fact.
Hey, imagine someone just walking, sneaking, eating the peas. No one didn't want no one to see them.
Like, man, I'm hungry. The funny thing is, it's not even funny. The part that really should, we're the only ones who can't leave. The rest of you hoes can go anywhere you want to at any time you want to.
It's facts.
We're the only ones, literally the only ones in this whole building who can't leave. Abe want to go get some fast food. He could throw a couple of voice tracks in and go get a fast food.
We literally put in 8-hour shifts here.
Kevin goes and gets breakfast during the wake-up call. Oh, D-Lo, KC, and Jesse, we can't go anywhere.
We're stuck right here.
All right, I need that Chips Ahoy to get me through the day.
Oh, man. And that chip, no, I ain't going to complain. Oh, no, I'm going to just say it.
Go ahead.
Like, it was like, it was
broken up
out.
And it's crumbled.
Yeah, it was dried out, man. That was just... That was a sad day when I had to say, yo, rationing
Chips Ahoy cookies, bro.
You know what I think that is?
I'm out here eating a quarter of a cookie to make it last. This place sucks. Jesse has been pushed over the edge.
Oh, man. It's rough, man. It's rough. But the crazy part is what I wouldn't give to have that Chips Ahoy cookie right now. Because that thing is just deserted.
We'll come back. We wouldn't know it, but we're 2 days away from the start of the NFL season. We'll talk about that, more about the San Francisco 49ers, because you said something about Kyle Shanahan a few minutes ago and the way he's covered nationally versus the way he's covered locally. We actually have some data to back up a point you made. CeeLo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com right now and take that opportunity to join Dusty's Clubhouse. That's essentially Dusty Baker's Wine Club, man. You can get all of the news on the exclusive releases that they're having, including the one that they got coming up later on this month. We were planning to be a big part of that, but we're going to put that trip to Baker Family Wines off until about the middle of October. When we get the date locked in, we'll definitely pass it along to you. But we've been enjoying these bottles of wines for the last few months. Can't wait to see what they add to that collection coming out here in the next couple of weeks. I'm holding this Zinfandel 2021 right here. But shout out to the Hall of Famer, Dusty Baker, putting as much into Baker Family Wines as he did when he was managing on the diamond, which, by the way, he's still doing.
He's still doing it. He's still getting
retirement's got Dusty Baker busier than ever.
He's still out there getting it done, but we're talking about a World Series winner. We're talking about a champion. And like you said, putting that into what he does over at Baker Family Wines, that's why it's my spot. That's why it's my spot. I'm going to find my way over there probably in the next week or two. I just want to sit in there and vibe out for a little bit.
Visit the tasting room in West Sacramento. When Casey says he's got to visit them, he's not talking about Napa. He's not talking about Lodi, Amador County, nothing about that. He's talking about West Sacramento. Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com right now for more details. Baker Family Wines, Baker Wines.
Ooh, I see you.
That's ridiculous, man. Stop
I
it.
See you.
It's a point for Johnny G. Write it down.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Ridiculous.
I got it right here.
You did it in
here.
The voice. Yeah, write
Johnny
that down.
Johnny G. He's the only one with the win so far. He's got two.
Oh, so that reminds me. Well, there's a new league starting today, right?
Well, yeah. Things have shifted over. They'll be ready to go.
Catch the last hour of WWE Raw where we present WCW.
Hey, speaking of Dusty, your little scenario. We all know I can't talk about the Giants or something awful will happen.
Yeah, be careful. Be careful.
But they've won 8 of 9.
Crazy.
And the scenario you presented is very, very much in play. They're back at 500.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, by the way, that they haven't had a winning season since 2021.
Yeah.
They were 81 and 81 in 22, but they haven't had a winning season.
And before that, you're talking a couple of years before they had a winning season too. So I think they've got one winning season probably. My guess would be in the last 7 seasons. One winning season.
That was the season where they won like 190 games.
Yeah.
That is absurd. So
it's been pretty tough since 2016.
They've homered in 15 straight games. They're playing good baseball.
Yeah.
And your scenario of getting within, what was it, 4?
I said you had to be within 4.
And I think they're 5 now.
They're 5 games back. The Mets, I believe, have 6 or 7 games left with the first-place Phillies on the schedule. The Giants.
I think the A's helped them out yesterday.
A's handled the Cardinals. Yep. A's handled the Cardinals. Yeah, I was saying by the time you have that that series with Arizona, which is next Monday, I need you to be 4 back. They're already at 5. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. They have a situation where, I'll just include going into yesterday. You've got 6 games against the Rockies. You know I don't normally do this. You have to win all 6. Like, you play the Rockies, you have to win all 6. Period. You can't lose no games against the Rockies in this situation. You got another 6 against Arizona. I think you probably got to get at least 4, probably 5 of those. Like, because you got to have a little bit of a cushion, in my opinion, for those 7 games that you play against the Dodgers, right? So when you play the Cardinals, when you play the Diamondbacks, and 100% when you play the Rockies, you've got to take care of business in those games. So I see them. The Mets are looking a little shaky right now. The Mets are looking a little shaky, but I still am not thinking they'll completely blow that lead.
Let me
not feeling that way just yet. See what happens on when we get to the 6th, or excuse me, get to the 8th.
What does making a wild card postseason? What does that mean for this particular Giants team?
For some people, it might piss some people off, because that might mean that you're bringing back Bob Melvin. And I'm a little indifferent on whether he should come back or not, but there was a moment where they were playing so careless and reckless that I had to look at the manager and be like, what's going on here?
Is that a Bob Melvin thing, or is that a player thing? And if we want to call it a Bob Melvin thing, do we want to, like, don't we have to call this recent stretch a Bob Melvin thing too?
That's fair. And I go to the players first and foremost. You know how I am on these situations. The manager can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should have some personal pride in making sure that everything is buttoned up as a player. But I know how these things go. That's often a sign that they're not locked in with the manager. There's also something to be said, like Jesse just talked about, how them not giving up on this season, continuing to play, play out the string, and then turning that into a hot streak, also says something about maybe how they feel about the manager. And maybe that should give him another year. If they decide to bring Bob Melvin back, I'm not tripping off that. That's fine. I'm not crazy about Bob Melvin, but it's fine if he comes back. But I think this recent stretch, for some people, may be looked at as a little bit of fool's gold, and something that, for the people who think that Bob Melvin needs to go, don't buy into this, Buster.
So
don't buy into this.
So, okay, here's my problem with that. Here's my problem with the idea that it's fool's gold, is they started the season well, and then they went through a stretch where they were awful, and now they're playing well again. I understand how records work, and I understand how all of this works, but if we're dropping things down into sections, right now there appears to be as much evidence that Bob Melvin is a fine manager and the Giants are a fine baseball team as much as there's a bad one.
Yeah.
Because if this is fool's gold, what was the start of the season?
I feel like that was a little bit of fool's gold as well. I don't.
You
think,
can have two fool's gold stretches in a season.
Yeah, I mean, when you got 162, when you talk about 30 games, that don't tell me much. I think this team, however they get there, I thought at the beginning of the season this was about a 500 team, and I think that's where they'll end up, around 500, game or two one way or the other. So they've taken some twists and turns. They've been all over place, like Dennis Rodman in The Last Dance to get there.
Yeah.
But I think they'll end up finishing where I thought they would, which didn't feel
500?
Around 500, didn't feel bad in the spring. It's like they got some work to do. 500 team, like Buster's got to do some things to get this team, get this franchise back on track. 500 is a nice stepping stone, based on how they started and how anemic they were in the middle of the season. 500 feels a little different today. I'll be fair. Like it feels a little different. It feels like a little bit of an underachievement from this group.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.